You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, 7:40, good-looking start to the day, a little on the cool side. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. As you heard in the news, the Port Huron City Council met last night. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Anita Ashford. Mayor Ashford, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Boy, there's a lot to talk about from last night's meeting. And I guess let's start with the news that that big Huron Avenue reconstruction plan is being put on the back burner for now by the Michigan Department of Transportation. It's getting a bit of a reprieve. Not going to happen this year.
Yeah, that's, you know, I thought that was a blessing in disguise. We got so much happening around here, and a lot of times you could have things coming up, but I guess but prior to getting to where we have to go with the MDOT interchange, we have a lot of other work that we need to do to kind of offset that to make sure that we're, you know, in place to continue moving forward.
Another project that looks like it is going to finally happen, although not this year, is the canal improvements. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, what I think about that, first of all, you know, I'm for the canal, but I thought there was genuinely a lot of other work that needed to be done in terms of communication and coordination. And I just think we need to focus on that going forward and trying to recapture that to make that happen for, you know, for the city and not just for, you know, the boaters or anything. I think we just need a whole collective view to appreciate what we need to do. I know money is one of the avenues we have to go, but before you get there, you're going to have to, you know, you have to earn that kind of position to say that I'm interested. And most time people give when they could see their benefits, that they too will, you know, have a win-win as far as the canal. So hopefully we could get there.
Speaking of money, you finally had a chance to look at the budget. It had its first hearing last night. Your thoughts on the planned budget?
Yeah, my thoughts on the planned budget is $164 million budget. And I think that we, you know, it was a presentation on last evening. We didn't do a line item, and we were able to see that this budget comes with no tax increase, so that's a plus there. And also, it comes with, I think last night for me at the budget presentation, what I took away from that presentation is that there was a large focus on, you know, the sacrifices that our unions and had to make and everything. But sometimes I don't see those as sacrifices. I think we have come to the point, and just not in our lives, but just in how we do business, that it's just not a city council leadership business. The business is about all of us in terms of not so much what we deliver. And those sacrifices become, you know, what can you do? You know, sort of like that John F. Kennedy thing, you know, that saying, what can you do for your country and stuff? And that is going to be the hinchpin, you know, that clips this. So it's how much you're willing to do when you look over this so you can still enjoy the kind of life that you're living with what you're making, you know. And this is not yesterday. It's wrong for us to look backwards and still trying to go forwards. So I think we're on the right track. I had asked the city manager about, you know, our fiscal health, and he assured me that assured us as a council that we're in good shape, and I think we are. But even though we're in good shape, Paul, there's still that emerging kind of a feeling that I'm getting, you know, the symptoms, you know, the way our economy is running, the risk factors with the wages and the pensions and the utilities and people still trying to eat. I mean, the grocery store is not the same dollar price anymore. The gas prices are not the same. So there's a whole lot that is packaged into this. And we just have to make sure as leaders of the city of Port Huron that we position ourselves where we are really doing our due diligence as far as doing what we can not to go too overboard, but yet stay in a place that we can keep us, you know, safe in terms of our financial health here.
A lot of discussion last night, Mayor, about e-bikes, those electric bicycles on sidewalks, and whether or not they should be banned from sidewalks. Your thoughts after last night's discussion?
Yeah, I think we go into a lot of discussions, and when that came across us as a council, I thought to myself, you know, okay, we have e-bikes, but sometimes we jump to a solution before we get to the real problem. I don't think that ordinance directly was a all in all to take care of the problems of the e-bikes going on there. And I think it was one of safety. It was one of infrastructure. And I think we got some good advice last night, certainly some very in-depth advice that some of the options that we can do. What I would like to see us do is really sit around the table with the concerned citizens and have a group meeting and try to ponder this out, because we're not going to do this way. They're saying something we could just capture bits and pieces while we're at the council meeting. You only got 4 minutes, but the email that I'm getting is I'm telling you, it's priceless. I mean, it's a lot of things in there that we could ponder and come up with something concrete. And Councilmember Archibald, when, you know, refer back, yes, that was the right thing to do, to refer that back. So to postpone it or table, it was just lingering it for the worst. So we really need to get at that. And I think the only way we can get at this kind of a problem or issue is to sit down at a group meeting, a group session, and ponder that with our community, whoever wants to be at that table. And we could do that. All those minds together would do that, because obviously we don't, and I'm including myself too, we don't all, you know, we don't have the answers, and they don't either. But together, I think we can sit down and, you know, and get this done.
All right. You have any plans to put together a task force or ask the city manager or anything like that?
Oh, yes. I plan to ask the city task force. I mean, lately it's been kind of tough for us to even get a quorum to do anything. That's why, you know, I had to apologize to a lot of people. They said, why would you have your budget meeting at 4:30? And, you know, we can't, you know, and we had a person there last evening that said the same thing. We only had two people representing the public. So if we could really, really get serious about this, the more we can bring in our public, the better off we will be as a city council and as representatives of the city of Port Huron. So I strongly urge us to, and I know they're listening, strongly urge us to, you know, to put away whatever and get to that table and get with the very people that have some of that information that could help us out.
Next city council meeting will be 2 weeks from today because the holiday. So it'll be on the Tuesday, and the budget will be ratified at that point. Mayor, I always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for the update.
Okay, and thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, that is Mayor Anita Ashford, the mayor of Port Huron. Let's check weather real quick on this Tuesday.